Hey, what's up, everybody? Alex Rogers from ProteinFactory.com, and just talking about honey and the wildflower honey that I'm now selling, which is raw, if you want to call it raw wildflower honey. And I just found out that, well, all along I knew that honey was a great product to use for bodybuilding, but it has something, it has enzymes in it, naturally occurring enzymes in it that will actually help you digest amino acids more efficiently and absorb them more efficiently. So it just adds to the bonus effect of raw honey, in that you take raw honey and you add it to a pre or post-workout shake, combine it with protein powder, and you have yourself an awesome pre or post-workout shake. You know, right now I use about 2 to 3 tablespoons of honey with muscle shake, blueberries, the oat muscle. I put in a little bit of hydrolyzed protein whenever I feel like doing either the PeptoPro or the hydrolyzed 520. And I use it that way. But I never knew that that raw honey had digestive enzymes in it. It has the enzymes in it to digest carbs, has enzymes in it to digest protein. So just another added bonus of raw honey. And I also wanted to get on the phone the person that I buy my honey from. And she's a farmer, and she just explains how the honey is made and how it's collected and how she makes it. And then I go to her farm and I pick it up, and then I sell it to you. I just put my sticker on it. I don't do anything else. She packages it and everything. And then it winds up to you. So it's going literally right from this lady's beehives to you. So you don't get any better than that. And it is unprocessed, raw. I believe the hottest it gets is maybe 90 degrees, and that's the temperature that the bees keep it at. And she has nothing to do with that. She gets it, you know, gets it from the hive, and that hive is at 90 degrees. Okay, so next is my podcast with her name is Mary. Yeah, Mary, who makes the honey that's available for sale on my site. Hey, everybody, what's up? This is Alex Rogers from ProteinFactory.com, and I'm here with Mary. And Mary owns a local farm here in New Jersey where I get my raw honey from. And the raw honey that I get is, right now anyway, is the wildflower honey. Hey, Mary, how's it going?
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good. The raw honey that I get from you, it's the wildflower honey, correct?
Yes, you're actually getting my spring wildflower.
Nice. Okay, so what I decided to do was offer raw honey on my website, because just doing the research, the honey industry is, I don't know, I watched that Netflix documentary. It seems like a very dirty industry. So my customers trust me. They rely on me to supply them with quality product. So, and honey is a great sports nutrition product. It's a great sports nutrition carb. It's great for post-workout inflammation. It's antiviral. I mean, I just love it. But you have to get raw honey. It cannot be pasteurized. So I searched, and I wanted to get local honey, and I found Mary's farm, and I just wanted to get Mary on the line to talk about her farm and how the honey's made, and, you know, wildflower honey and things like that. So Mary, my first question is the farm itself. Like, how does that all start with the hives? And can you just give me a quick rundown, not in too much detail, but a quick rundown on how honey is produced at your farm?
Okay, well, that was two different questions. Sure. You did ask how did we start, and that's one story.
Right.
But the honey itself is made by the bees. They collect flower nectars from flowering plants, and in the case of the spring wildflower, we wait until the black locust tree blooms around here and harvest it after that tree is done, so that the honey contains black locust and every other nectar that was blooming early in the spring. It's a mixture of nectars that we name spring wildflower.
Okay, so do the bees just, like, travel around the property, or how do you know where they go and what flowers they're landing on?
The honeybees can actually fly 3 to 4 miles away from their hive in search of the flowers that they want to collect from. Scout bees go out in the morning and find these different nectar sources, and when they come back to the hive, they do a little dance which tells the rest of the worker bees where they're going, which direction to fly, and how far away.
Are you serious? The bees actually tell the other bees where to go?
Yes.
That is awesome. That is so cool. That is so cool.
And it might not be in my own yard. They fly away from their hive.
Right, right. So the black what's about the black locust? What is that, like a tree in your farm?
It's a wild weedy tree that grows on the edges of most of the woodlands in our county.
Uh-huh.
And it blooms late in May, sometimes into June, and it's a tall, ugly looking tree. But it makes this white cluster of flowers that kind of resemble a grape cluster, but they're white. And they hang at the top edge of the tree lines, these flowering plants, and the tree itself is not a desirable shaped tree. It grows really tall and ugly, actually. It has spikes on its branches. Nobody would actually plant this tree on purpose unless they wanted to keep bees, because it does produce a lot of nectar for the honey.
Right.
And we just use that as our timing for when we want to harvest our first honey.
Wow. Okay. So the bees, then they get the nectar from the flowers, and they fly back to the hive. Then what happens?
Then the worker bees that carry the honey transfer this honey from a special stomach. It isn't in their digestive system. They carry it in a special part of their body, and then they kind of regurgitate it into the cells where the inside bees have prepared a honeycomb to store this honey. But at that point, the nectar is too wet to be honey. So the bees that are in the hive dehydrate this nectar using wing muscles, and they determine when the nectar is the right moisture content to be called honey, and then they seal it with more beeswax. And we can look at the honeycomb when we're inspecting the hive and see how much of that honeycomb is capped honey. We know that if the bees have sealed it in more beeswax, then it is ripe to be called honey and time to harvest it.
Okay, so from the time the bee hits the tree or the bush or the flower, flies back to the hive, what's the time frame from that to actual harvesting the honey?
It depends on the number of bees in the hive. So we do like a big cluster of bees in each colony.
Mm-hmm.
We probably can start our first harvest a couple of weeks after that tree blooms. So we start harvesting our spring honey in June. And it depends on how big the colony was and how fast they can do it. But one bee only makes about a tablespoon of honey in her lifetime. So that it takes a lot of bees in each hive to produce that much honey. Some of our colonies will make over 100 pounds of honey in a season,
uh-huh.
But the smaller, younger colonies might only produce 40 or 50 pounds.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right, cool. So you harvest the honey, and just how does it go from then the hive to the bottle that my customers receive?
Okay, when we start our harvest, we brush the bees off of each frame that we determine already. We'll go through each frame of honey in the part of the hive that we will harvest from. We don't take all the honey from the hive, but there's a section that we do. And we brush the bees off of it and then cover it and put it into our truck. And when we have enough to work with, we carry it into our garage,
right,
taking in as few bees as possible. And then we have uncapping machines. We put the comb right through a certain machine to uncap the honey so that it's not sealed, and then we spin it. We put them into an extractor that spins, and the centrifugal force pulls the honey out of the comb, and we store it in buckets and then bottle it when we need it. But it's a long process. Sometimes...
Right.
will work overnight doing that job.
Wow, that's awesome. And then, and this is raw, unpasteurized honey, right?
We do not cook our honey, right. And although we do keep our honey house fairly warm, right. Not too hot for us,
yeah.
But the bees themselves keep the honey at about 90 degrees in their own hive, and it never crystallizes while the bees have it.
Wow.
So we just store it at about the same temperature that the bees, or a little, actually not quite that warm,
right.
And it doesn't crystallize while we have it.
Awesome.
So it's generally a raw but liquid honey.
Awesome. All right, so I will continue to supply my customers with the, technically, I guess it's called wildflower honey, right? I guess that's what it's called, technically.
It is a mixture of honey that we call spring wildflower,
oh,
yes.
Spring wildflower. All right, cool. All right, I believe you answered all my questions. I mean, it's really awesome, and I appreciate you supplying me with the honey, and I'll continue to push this fine quality product. I love it. Ever since this coronavirus started, I've been using it every day. I believe raw honey does have antiviral properties, so I make sure I probably use about 1 or 2 tablespoons per day in my own protein shakes. I mix it with protein powder and blueberries and my oat muscle, and it gives it a nice sweetness. You know, I just really like it.
Well, stay safe, Alex, and thank you so much for this opportunity to talk to you.
All right, Mary, have a nice day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.